Howdy, folks. I just thought of a new slogan for the Eiffel Tower in France. An erector set that made good. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And I just got a letter from down home in Winston County I thought was right entertaining. It's from my Aunt Bertha. She says, Dear Pat, not much news. Oscar Simpkin's mule kicked over the traces and ran away last week. Real independent, like Oscar's wife who did the same thing 10 years ago. She says, remember the pocketbook you sent me for Christmas, Pat? Well, I laid it down for a minute at an auction, and the man sold it for 35 cents. Says, I'll be broad-minded and assume that he's a poor auctioneer. Says, we have a new businessman in town. He's a bookmaker. She says, I can just hear those orchestra boys laughing. I knew they'd get the wrong idea. He says, the way this man works, if you're reading a cheap love story and you want to impress folks, he puts a new cover on the book that says, How to Earn Your Second Million, or something like that. Well, I guess that's about all, except you're welcome to read any of this letter on the radio. I haven't got time to read it over before I mail it, and I'd kind of like to hear how it sounds. Love, Aunt Bertha. Well, that's Aunt Bertha's letter. While we're on the subject of thinking and writing, all you boys and girls, you ought to try double mint gum while you're doing your homework. You see what a big help it is. You see, the lively chewing helps keep you alert, so it's easier to concentrate. And that cool, clean double mint flavor gives you a lift that's refreshing. And then you just feel better and you work better, see? Give it a try when you're doing your homework next week, will you? Double mint gum. Well, here's Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy giving a real good try to the Surrey with the fringe on top.
When I take you out tonight with me,
honey, here's the way it's gonna be. We will set behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest rig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when you take me out in the Surrey.
When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive those high-stepping strutters.
Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather.
With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down
in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
On the top.
On the top. Don't you hurry with the Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Well, that is real entertaining, wasn't it? Now for something a little meatier. Starting in July, I notice this will be the International Geophysical Year, as all of us scientists know. That's when the government is going to shoot off some of those Earth satellites, you know, those little moonlets. America's building a dozen of these moons to send up. There's going to be more moons than there is cows to jump over them, you know? Also, the scientists this year, they're making a more thorough study of asteroids. All I got to say is I'm glad I had mine out when I was a kid. Of course, today they play music for you while you're having an operation like that. They hook earphones onto you and they pipe in strains of music. If they play rock and roll, the purpose is to find out if the anesthetic has taken effect yet, see? If the patient hears it, if he don't get up and either dance or protest, well, the doctors figure he's out of this world. Well, right now, it's time for Paula Richards to do a little of her out-of-this-world vocalizing. You know, the only thing nicer than listening to Paula sing is to chew some delicious double-mint gum while you're listening to her. As a matter of fact, you can go right ahead and chew double-mint as often as you want every day. It's light and pure and wholesome. It's always good, and it's good for you, too. Well, Paula and the Halloran Quartet, they're going to sing a favorite of mine now, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show.
The smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Oh, I thought that was great. But I never get tired of listening to good music. I guess my appreciation of fine music comes natural. I was an accomplished musician myself from my boyhood days. I played the piano at 8, the tuba at 9, and the drums at 10:30. In the morning, of course. Yeah. Well, let's talk about pleasanter things, though, like double mint chewing gum. You chew double mint after every meal because it helps clean your teeth and keeps them looking their best. So remind yourself to remember not to forget it, will you? Double mint after every meal. And here's something else important. Today's Friday. That means the Buttram bonus is me singing a song. As one of our friends wrote in, said I shouldn't apologize for my singing because it's bad psychology. He says, most folks will know you're no great shakes as a singer once they hear you without you telling them. So he said, don't apologize for your voice, just sing. Well, maybe that's pretty good advice. Here we go. Don't get married, don't get married, said my friend McBride. If you take a wife, you're out of luck for life. Then he lined his children up, the short ones and the tall, and as they marched down the avenue, you should have heard them bawl.
Mama's got shoes, Mama's got clothes, Mama's got these and Mama's got those.
But poor Papa, poor Papa, he's got nothing at all.
Mama goes here, Mama goes there, Mama goes out to every affair.
But poor Papa, poor Papa, he waits out in the hall. Easter comes and Mama gets the most expensive frocks. Papa gets a necktie and a pair of 10-cent socks.
Everyone cheers when Mama appears. She's got diamonds stuck in her ears.
But poor Papa, he's got nothing at all.
Mama eats ham, Mama eats lamb, Mama eats bread and strawberry jam.
But poor Papa, he eats nothing at all.
Mama says oh, Mama says ah, Mama says boo, and Mama says bye.
But poor Papa, he says nothing at all. Now Papa bought a limousine, the most expensive kind. Now he wears a chauffeur suit, and Mama rides behind.
Mama's got silk and satin beneath. She's got gold in all of her teeth.
But poor Papa, he's got no teeth at all.
Mama eats this, Mama eats that. Papa is lean, but Mama is fat.
For poor Papa, don't eat nothing at all.
Mama, she goes to see the new shows. She always has seats in the very first row.
But poor Papa, don't see nothing at all. Winter comes and Mama gets a trip down south, you know. Papa gets the chilblains and a chance to shovel snow.
Mama rides out in the Mercedes-Benz. Papa bums rides with all of his friends.
Yes, poor Papa, he ain't got nothing at all.
But poor Papa, ain't got nothing at all.
Well, a little double mint gum will make him happy. Oh, golly. I'm glad you fellas took that last high note instead of me having to do it. Hey, it's about time to close up shop, but I've got time for a good word about a swell treat that gives me a lot of long-lasting pleasure, double mint chewing gum. It'll do the same for you, too, so buy some today, will you? Stock up for the weekend. We'll be back again Monday, so till then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that as a man gets older, one of two things can happen to his hair. Either it gets grayer or it just gets. Goodbye. See you Monday.
In 1/2 hour, hear a special United Nations program on the CBS Radio Network. We'll be right back.